This is the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Welcome. The Doug Haldeman Show is dedicated to being your resource for all your real estate, finance, and credit needs. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. For the past two decades, my passion has been helping clients develop debt strategies that have led to wealth creation and smarter spending. I'm an experienced real estate investor and a licensed mortgage lender, NMLS number 298-419.
When you need a trusted resource for your mortgage or real estate need, or if you have a comment or question, just text or call Doug personally at 314-472-DOUG. Again, that's 314-472-DOUG. That's D-O-U-G, which is 3684. Or you can visit our website at DougHaldeman.com. That's D-O-U-G-H-A-L-D-E-M-A-N.com.
You'll hear this trusted advice every Sunday at 4 p.m. right here on FM News Talk 97.1. So joined by my beautiful wife, my co-host, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome, Tammy.
Thanks for having me.
And Tammy, I want to welcome to the studio. We have our good friend and legal advice consultant. We have Stephen Schultz from Schultz & Myers Law Firm. Welcome, Stephen.
Thanks for having me again, Doug.
It's always great to have you here. Your legal opinions are very valued on the show.
Appreciate that.
So we have Halloween coming up, and yeah, there has to be a lot of liability when it comes to Halloween.
I think there's a certain amount. You know, it's one of those things where everybody's, you know, coming on your property. So, of course, there's potential premises liability there, which we've spoken about before in the past. And that really has to do with people getting injured on your property, and as well as, you know, automotive liability with so many kids running around in the streets and having a good time. And there's potentially a scenario where somebody could get hit by a car. So a couple things at play there.
What about, yeah, I think there's probably more urban legend liability than real liability.
That's probably some truth to that.
Yeah. The razor blades and the apple.
Right.
What are some of the things you hear out there?
Yeah. The razor blades and the candy bar. That's right. I remember
that
one.
Yeah, all the prepackaged stuff. I think, you know, we're old enough to remember the days when everything wasn't prepackaged.
Right. That's right. Yep.
Mm-hmm. My dad would test out the candy, take a bite of each one, pretty much. I just got to test it.
And I'm sure that did not go over very well.
No, not so much.
Yeah, it's not what you want in the bag of candy when you come home.
Right.
Well, let's talk first about slips and falls. I mean, somebody's walking up your sidewalk, you know, they slip and fall. What do we need to watch out for there?
The biggest thing is just making sure you don't have any defects on your property. So obviously, if you have a well, you know, taken care of property, your porch is in good repair, it's well lit, there's really not a whole lot somebody can come after you for. If somebody's just running up to your property and they slip, obviously that's not going to be your fault unless there was a hole there, unless there was, you know, really poor lighting, unless they tripped over like an extension cord where you had some kind of decoration for Halloween. You know, absent your involvement of being negligent, you know, you don't have to worry about somebody suing you for just falling on your property.
Okay, and I can see the uneven walkways being a big deal because that's, you get the settling concrete and you have, yeah, I don't know what's the distance of one that settles before it becomes a problem?
It's always just usually an issue in that scenario with homeowners is having uneven stairs. And obviously, I don't know the exact tolerance levels, but it really has to do with having an uneven staircase or even a deck staircase that's not in good repair, which is wood.
I'm sorry about that. If I put up a sign that says, you know, enter at your own risk or whatever, does that cover me or no?
Yeah, you know, that's a good point. It does, because it puts the whoever's coming on your property on notice, and they, if they come on your property and they get injured, they quote unquote assume the risk. Mm-hmm. An assumption of the risk in Missouri is pretty much a complete defense. So if you're in a situation where you put up signs warning, beware of dog, things like that, mm-hmm. somebody comes on your property and they're injured mm-hmm. by that instrumentality, mm-hmm. then, you know, you protected yourself pretty well.
Okay. So,
well, and I could see there's so many beware of ghosts, beware of,
you know, yeah, just
you could blend that sign right in Halloween.
Right. You know, if the ghosts are negligent, I guess you know, you've absolved yourself from liability since you had the barrel.
Right.
If they get haunted,
right.
You know, then it's not your problem anymore.
Right. And I think in general, you know, it's just be careful. You know, generally it's never going to happen where you're going to be sued because somebody just slips on your property. And, you know, kids are wearing long outfits and costumes and they're cumbersome and the accidents are going to happen. But absent some negligence on your part, you don't have to worry about getting.
Mm-hmm. Well, what happens if somebody does get hurt at your house?
Well, a couple things. You know, if you have a homeowner's policy, there's usually two parts to that policy. There's medical payments coverage and there's liability coverage. Medical payments coverage on a homeowner's policy will cover medical bills for anybody injured on your property, even without you being negligent. So if I I'm at your house, Doug, and I fall down, or I'm in your pool, and I get out and I slip on my own accord, you know, your homeowner's policy has medical payments coverage that will pay for my medical bills regardless of whether you're at fault. Now, if you are at fault and you're deemed to be negligent, that's when the liability part of your policy would come into play.
Okay, so if you're negligent in the sense that there was something wrong with your property and you knew about it and you didn't do anything about it.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
Correct.
And I'm just trying to think of different examples. So you know, a deck that has some faulty stairs probably would be a really good example of that.
Sure, or animal liability. You know, if you had a dog that had dangerous propensities, you know, that's another situation where you had notice of a potential hazardous condition on your premises and that hazardous condition caused injury to somebody else, and that is, you know, parsed in negligence.
Okay. In case you just joined us, you're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're speaking with Stephen Schultz from Schultz & Myers Law Firm about what to do around Halloween to reduce your liability, not only as a homeowner, but then also when you're out trick-or-treating with your kids, the things for them to watch out for. And I think that you mentioned watching out with the kids about if there's an electric cord going across a sidewalk, that could trip some people. I mean, just things like that. Fortunately, there shouldn't really be anything frozen yet. We're not really having to worry about ice.
Right. And something that came to mind that I remember from my childhood, and I think they still do it in my parents' neighborhood, is there's a couple of the homes that had their garage turned into like an haunted house. And it was a maze. And I remember going in there and it was, two by fours and all kinds of stuff just kind of set up. So that's a scenario there where, obviously if you have something like that set up on your property and you're inviting kids in there, you have to be sure that there's nothing dangerous mm-hmm. in there that can injure them, because that's a potential hazard.
Right. So the makeshift haunted houses, you better be careful.
Right.
Tammy, I can totally see our kids wanting to do that.
Oh, yeah.
And charging the neighborhood kids to come.
Probably so.
And then us getting sued.
Right. Right.
What if you're a renter? What considerations do you have?
Well, if you're a renter, if you don't have renter's insurance, you have a potential, you're out there. You have mm-hmm. exposure. I always recommend people who are in apartments just to get renter's insurance because, as I've explained before, renter's insurance and homeowner's insurance cover you for general negligence, if you're out and about outside of your vehicle. So it's kind of like a catch-all insurance mm-hmm. policy. So renters works the same way as homeowners, just in a renter's perspective. So if you don't have that level of coverage, not only are you exposed to, personal liability if you're outside your vehicle, but obviously if things happen in your home or in your apartment and things are stolen or lost, then that's not covered.
Well, I would assume that if you're renting a house, for instance, that your landlord or the management company has some liability. If there's a faulty condition in the property, their coverage.
Great question. Only if they have knowledge of that dangerous condition. And that's a big issue in a lot of cases. You have quote unquote absentee owners that own homes. If mm-hmm. If I'm in St. Louis and I own a home in Scottsdale just as an investment property, how often am I really there to examine the property for dangerous conditions? So what if somebody's hurt there and I haven't been there in the last 8 months and this is a condition that just manifested itself mm-hmm. 3 months ago?
Right.
So that's a problem. So
would your insurance cover it then typically as for investment property coverage?
No, not unless I had knowledge of the condition. It all comes down to legal liability, legal accountability. Mm, so if I don't have knowledge of a dangerous condition on my premises and somebody's hurt, then I'm not generally held to a negligent standard and I'm not culpable in that respect.
But the renter could be.
Well, potentially. And then the renter's kind of hung out to dry because he doesn't have insurance as a renter.
Right. Yeah, I could see the renter covering their contents. That's what the renter's coverage is for.
Right.
And then it would cover them if they're outside of their vehicle.
Correct.
But it's not going to cover somebody coming on your premises, is it?
Well, it could. It could, depending upon how the policy is written. Generally, and the distinction is very minute, renter's policies and homeowner's policies are very, very similar in what they cover. So generally speaking, unless there's some type of exclusion, if somebody's on your premises and they're injured in your apartment and you have a renter's policy, that will generally cover them. It'll have a MedPay coverage. Just like if I'm at your house and I'm injured. So it does have very similar coverages.
Now, Stephen, you gave us a great download that we're going to put on our website. And it's a Halloween trick-or-treat liability and indemnification agreement. I love this thing. I know that it's probably more of a humorous document than it is a legal document, but I love what you did in providing this to us.
I think it's pretty funny. I poke at myself, I poke fun at myself sometimes, and this is one of those scenarios where you know, lawyers just kind of overdo things and make things so wordy, and this is a perfect example of that. So it's fun. It's fun to read.
Yeah, so failure to warn a potential for overeating because candy tastes too good and is provided at no cost. So this is a indemnification agreement that you can make your trick-or-treaters sign. And I think this would be a good one just to get a laugh out of some parents as they come up.
Yeah, I like failure to state that candy corn is not really corn.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Failure to warn the lactose intolerant away from milk duds.
Right, exactly. So this is a good way to protect yourself, right?
Exactly, yeah. So I want to make sure this is on our website at DougHaldeman.com. We'll put it in the resources section, and we'll also have a link to it in this blog post. And Stephen, if somebody wants to contact you, if they want to reach directly out to you, what's the best phone number?
314-444-4444.
So 444-4444. And then your website?
Is SchultzMyers.com, correct?
Okay. That's I love your site, too. Every time I go there, mm-hmm. there's just a wealth of information. So to finish up here, if somebody ends up, if they slip and fall, they have an accident, during Halloween, what are the steps that they should take?
I think the first thing, obviously, is to get medical care. And if you're the person who, let's say I'm the father who has my kid with me trick-or-treating and my kid is injured, I think you get medical care, you document the scene, maybe you take some pictures on your phone, everybody's got a camera phone now. You always want to report that possibly your own homeowner's insurance, as well as get the insurance information for the person who owns the premises. Sometimes they don't want to give that information up, and it requires a lawyer to get it out of them, but generally speaking, it's good to document as much as you can. Because, okay. Those are situations where the police don't show up, so it comes down to he said, she said.
Right.
So it's good to document as much as you can at the scene.
So document the scene, gather all the names, addresses, phone numbers, I would assume, of any witnesses, and then next thing I would highly recommend is to contact Stephen Schultz from Schultz Myers Law Firm.
And we get the calls all the time around this time of year, and usually it's just general advice, and I welcome that. So general questions are fine. You don't always have to have a case to talk to me about, what you should do in a situation where there's potentially a claim.
Well, I know you guys have people available 24 hours a day to answer questions, too.
That is correct.
So that's great. So if you have a question and you want to contact them at any point, call 314-444-4444. For Schultz Myers Law Firm. Stephen, if you have time to stick around, we got a recall notice in the mail and in the ignition for Tammy's car, actually. And I want to ask you some questions about recalls and the liability of us as individuals and the liability for the motor, for the automakers. So if you have time to stick around, I definitely want to ask you those questions when we return. You're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.